Catherine's Summer Scoop.
Yes, it is time once again to whiz around the counties and get the lowdown on the hidden gems on offer for anyone that's taken a staycation this summer. Hopefully today we'll have something that might inspire you. Nicola Brady is hoping to entice you to our capital today, as well as the Garden of Ireland, Wicklow and wonderful Wexford. Nicola, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. We have a lot to get through today. but it's always lovely chatting to you. So let's start with Dublin, because you know, Dublin has so much to offer, same as Cork, same as Limerick, and again, mm-hmm. the cities, they need our support, as well as us all heading to the coast and the Wild Atlantic Way and north, south, east and west. It is good to kind of do our cities as well, and I think I was saying to you the last time you were on, we just took a night away in Dublin, mm. and it was right in the doorstep. But you know what, sometimes that's magic in itself, because
100%.
Yeah.
And it's just such a perfect time to visit Dublin as well. Like you're saying, the coastal places and everywhere else gets a lot of the attention. But while we don't have the international tourists coming in and everything's quite quiet, it's the perfect time to see the city. Dublin mm-hmm. looks fantastic at the moment.
Okay, so where are we going to start?
Okay, so the galleries and the museums. It's a really good time now that they're a bit quieter. So the National Gallery is one of my favourites. I think it's the first place I went to when the last lockdown just ended. And what's great now, it's still completely free, but you book your tickets online, so you're guaranteed entry while they're limiting the numbers.
Mm.
Now, one of my favourite things in there is this beautiful tiny little painting called Helleliel and Hildebrand, The Meeting on the Turret Stairs. And I hope that I said that right. I think I did.
I'm not even going to try and pronounce it again.
I found out recently I was saying it wrong. So I think that's close enough.
But Helleliel and Hildebrand.
And Hildebrand.
Okay.
So it's this tiny little watercolour, and it's so delicate that they can only show it for 2 hours a week. It's protected in a cabinet for the other time. So they're just protecting it from the light. So on Thursday mornings at 11:30 and Sundays at 2 o'clock, the cabinet doors are opened, and it's just the most beautiful painting.
Wow.
And oftentimes you'd be there and there's kind of a bit of a scrummage around it to get a good view. But when I was there a few weeks ago, there were a few people at the start, but when I potted back, I was in the room on my own, and it's just stunning.
Okay. All right. That is definitely a little hidden gem.
Yeah.
All right. I know you love your food like I do. Where are we going next?
There are so many amazing little food launches that are starting at the moment. And I'm just so impressed that anyone's like opening a business or having these really creative ideas. But there are just so many. So do you know Loose Cannon that's in the George's Street Arcade?
Yes. Fabulous.
So it's the best little wine and cheese shop. And they do as well, just the best cheese toastie you will ever taste in your life. But they've just opened a little sister.
Oh, even better than Grogan's.
Oh, this is risky now.
Oh,
I would put it in a different category, because Grogan's is like your one with a pint.
Yeah.
This one, it's quite jazzy. It's like bechamel sauce, loads of butter on the... It's real good, like artisan cheese.
Okay.
It's incredible.
Okay.
But their little sister spot is right next door to that in the arcade, and it's called Benedict's. So the idea, they're kind of like Eggs Benedict in a brioche bun. So it's scrambled eggs rather than poached, which would get too messy. And there are only three options. So there's an egg-only one with really crispy bacon, and one with smoked salmon. So it's just this really pillowy soft bun, cheese, their secret sauce that's in it. And it's just incredible.
Fab. That sounds delish.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to head out to Dunleary in a little minute with you, but I just wanted to put my little hidden gems forward. Mm. Staunton's on the Green is a guest house. Have you mm-hmm. been there?
I was there just last year. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. I've never stayed, but what I loved about it is it's on the Green. It's a guest house. They do breakfast, no evening meals. They've got 50 rooms, and it's a little bit more affordable. It starts about 120 a night, but what is amazing about it is you go in and they've got this beautifully sculpted garden at the back, and then so if you're with kids and you've got family, it's actually great because you're in the city centre, but there's a kind of a safe space outside, and they've got this little secret entrance into the back of the Ivy Gardens, which is just wonderful. And they also have a gorgeous art collection in the guest house as well. And just June of last year they installed a and that's what I went in to have a look at, the iconic, the Harry Clark stained glass window. So it's the Blessed Julie and Two Children, and yeah, it's just stunning. So that would be my little tip if you're coming up for a night away, and you're in the city, but you're kind of, you know, you're not doing the hotel vibe, if you like.
Mm-hmm. And it's so peaceful for being right in the middle of the city and having like Stephen's Green at the front, the Ivy Gardens at the back. It's fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, you are taking us to Dunleary.
Yes. Now, have you seen Below Deck?
No, I haven't. And I feel like I have not watched Below Deck and I haven't watched Love Island. And honestly, when anyone ever anyone mentions the two, I feel like crawling under the desk because I've emerged into a world that I know nothing about.
Oh, Below Deck. I think
everybody
really like
loves it.
I don't want to be dramatic. I don't think I would survive lockdowns if it weren't for Below Deck. I'm fully obsessed. So it's all about the world of sort of super yachts. So there's motor yacht series. There's one in the Med. There's a sailing yacht one. And it's just, I'm now just fully obsessed with that world that's so inaccessible.
And just, it's a reality show that follows people on.
It's the people who work on deck and the really super jazzy guests who come on board.
Okay.
While we don't have something that's like that kind of mega yacht, so this is called Dublin Under Sail. So they have this beautiful traditional sailing boat called the Brian Peru, and it's just massive, like big red sails, and they take people out all around the Dublin Bay. And there's a bit of interaction as well. Like, I think you can set the sails, you can crawl out right to the bow of the boat where they've got netting. And could you imagine on a day like this,
whizzing
around the bay? So you go like Howth Head, Bailey Lighthouse, Dorky Island, all around there while learning to sail a little bit. And it just looks incredible.
That sounds incredible. Mm-hmm. And actually, Niamh, who's our producer, was looking at that. She was like, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. Because at first I was thinking, oh God, I wonder, could you bring like a bottle and just have a bit of a lungs experience? But I think you are getting involved if you want to, or you can just sail.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And just while we're out that way as well, a lot of people talking about sea swimming, and there's the 40 foot and there's the Vico and there's Sandy Cove. If you fancied a little sea swim, a place that I love to go is Collymore Harbour in Dalkey. It can be a little bit quieter. Again, obviously on a day like today, it's busy. But if you want to avoid the crowds, there's a nice little jetty down. It's all stone. It's surrounded by the stone walls of the harbour. It's stunningly beautiful, as a stroll around Dalkey is always lovely anyway. Mm-hmm. But if it's a busy day, that would be the place that I would go if you want a little bit of a little quieter, if you're looking for something a little quieter.
Fantastic.
So and the only other one that I wanted to mention, a friend of mine had said that she had a day trip out in Dublin, and she brought the kids up from Kilkenny, and the playground in Stephen's Green, they'd done their bit of shopping or whatever, and you know the kids always want to go to the playground, was insanely busy. So she went to the Giant's Garden in Merrion Square, so just walked a little further out. So it's small, but again, they've got a large, huge, big wooden climbing frame with rope bridges and a big slide and swings there too. So if you find that you want to avoid the crowds, head to Merrion Square as opposed to Stephen's Green.
It's with always so peaceful in there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous. All right, to Wicklow, off we go.
Fantastic. So if you're coming from Dublin into Wicklow, I did this last August. Now, we were just bombarded with rain. It was a washout of a day. But if you're heading to sort of Glendalough or the mountains from Dublin, there's a fantastic little drive-through coffee shack called the Fat Fox that's in Delgany. And it's just, I'm not sure what the building was before, but there's a really great novelty about just getting a drive-through coffee. But they do excellent coffee. They have a cafe in Greystones as well, I think. But if you're hitting the road, it's fantastic. And they do gorgeous little treats as well. They've these huge chocolate chip cookies that, you know, there's a bit of sea salt. They're really chewy. It's the perfect thing if you're heading in for a hike or a trek.
Okay, well, all right. Well, on that, speaking of hikes, one of my favourite ones is the Loch Dan hike. Have you done that one? It's from, it's a fairly easy walk. It's about 3 hours between Loch Tay. Well, you can do numerous ones, but Loch Tay to Loch Dan is beautiful. Mm-hmm. So Loch Tay is known as the Guinness Lake because the water is really black, and then there's a beautiful white sand beach there. A lot of people call it the Loch Tay hike, but it's absolutely stunning. So you head to Roundwood, and then I think it's about a 20-minute drive down towards Lugalaw Lodge, where you can park. And then once you start walking, there are no roads, so the area is completely car-free. And it would be a sort of a quieter walk than a lot of the other hills around Loch Tay. So that is always a nice hike. And then you can get your coffee and Fat Fox on the way back.
You can do
a little detour
on
the way in.
If you're going to Roundwood, have you ever been to the Roundwood Inn?
I don't think I have, actually.
That's where we ended up. Because again, yeah, just horrendous day. And it's this beautiful country pub and they have fireplaces. And it's real sort of just traditional pub grub, like chicken baskets and that kind of thing. But it's a gorgeous little setting. It's so pretty.
Love it. All right. Mm-hmm. Where else are we going? You've got a walk in at Rusborough House.
Yes. Yeah, so that's the thing about Wicklow. There are the walks
just endless.
Sort of anyone.
Yeah.
You can do the massive long trek. Or if you wanted to do something smaller, or if you had little kids with you, Rusborough House, they've got some fabulous walks there. So they've got little trails for kids. They've got a fairy trail that they do. And there's a 2 kilometre walk through the parklands that's just beautiful if you didn't want to do a sort of massive long trek. And again, they have a really good playground. So okay. That's a great one to get the kids. They also have there the National Bird of Prey Centre. So at the moment, because of COVID restrictions, they're only doing private walks. But if you go with the family or your own little bubble, it'd be fantastic. So you can do the hawk walks or the owl experiences. So they're doing fantastic work. And I think they've 12 owls there that you can meet and then fly.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then hopefully soon enough, they'll be open just for general admission as well.
Perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you have found us a megalithic tomb at the top mm-hmm. of a mountain.
This is what I love about Ireland as well. You can just be strolling somewhere and then suddenly in any other country, I swear it would be behind like velvet ropes or some kind of guard. So Seafin, so it's a megalithic tomb. On the top of the mountain, it's in North Wicklow. So you actually start the walk in Wicklow. I think you may veer over the border a little bit, but once you're at the top, it's a bit of a trek. It's a bit of a rough trail, but the views are incredible at the top. You've got all of Wicklow, all of South Dublin.
Gorgeous.
So yeah, you earn the view, but
you
it's
earn
worth it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let us skip to Wexford then, head further down the coast. And where are you taking us to first?
So we're going first to Fetard-on-Sea. So Grawlin is a really cute little cafe. It only opened last June.
Okay.
It's another one. I think we had one the other day. The owner, Dee, I think she got the keys like a few weeks before COVID struck. She used to have a little food truck that went around the festival. So she did like Another Love Story, The Electric Picnic. But she would be sort of up from the early hours making donuts at the back to be ready in the morning. So this is her first bricks and mortar shop. So she's gorgeous little treats all throughout the week. But at the weekends, she makes her donuts. So they're incredible. So it's fillings like rose, geranium and orange blossom with like a shard of nougatine in there. Or ones with like a miso, savoury caramel. It's just amazing.
That sounds fab.
And then she's right on. It's right by the Hook Peninsula, Hook Lighthouse. So you can sort of take your treat and then wander around down there. Fantastic.
Okay. Yoga on the beach.
Yes. So this is Bag and Bun. So Living Off the Hook. So they do yoga on the beach. They do it a few times a week. I think it's Mondays, Wednesdays and weekends at 8 a.m. So the beach would just be so lovely and quiet at that time. So you can go down. It's 8 o'clock. Do your yoga and then leap in the sea at the end. How wholesome would you feel?
Oh.
If at like by 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning, you've done a yoga class.
You would be smug for the rest of the day.
And that's what yoga's all about.
And then the Three Rocks Trail quickly.
So this is a new trail. It opened last year. It was actually on Tracks and Trails last week. It's a bit of a trek all in one go. It's a linear trail that's 13 kilometres. So it starts in Ferry Carrick and it's beautiful. It weaves over forests, medieval castles. If you didn't want to do the whole thing or it was a bit logistically tricky, the Carrickville Quarry is a beautiful spot around halfway and they have a new car park there now. So you can park and just do that little stretch. And it's beautiful. It looks kind of like an alpine lake. Just perfectly still waters, fir trees growing all around, just beautiful. So you could take a little picnic there and it would be fantastic.
All right, that sounds good. My little Wexford hidden gem is the Seal Rescue Ireland facility in Cortown. They are a not-for-profit organisation and they rehabilitate 60 to 80 seals a year. You can get to see them up close, all the little baby seals, and they're rescued. It's brilliant for all ages, for kids but adults as well. But they do a 1 hour seal feed and enrichment experience. So it happens four times a day, 10, 12, 30, 3 and 5. just check their website for availability, because they have limited numbers, obviously, for social distancing, and we have to book in advance and all that. No more than 6 people in a group. But it's, they don't charge an admission fee, so it's just all about the donations. So I thought that was lovely as well.
Fantastic.
Nicola Brady, thank you for your summer scoops and for all the info that you've been giving us over the last 2 weeks.
Thank you so much. It's been great. Thanks for having me.
Have a lovely summer.
You too.
Catherine's Summer Scoop.